Our text for this morning comes from John chapter 3, verses 16 through 20. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. If you listened at all to the news about a few years ago, then maybe you heard about this frightening story. At that time, a soccer team in Thailand, made up of about 12 players around the ages of 11 through 16, and their 25-year-old coach wandered into a cave shortly after their soccer practice. Now, this happened to be during mid-June, which is the monsoon season in Thailand. And shortly after they headed into the cave, heavy rains poured down from the sky, trapping the soccer team in the cave. After days of pumping water from the cave system and a short relief from the rain, rescue teams hurried to get everyone out before the next monsoon rain. Between July 8th and 10th, all 12 of the boys and their coach were rescued from the cave by a diver team. So have you ever needed to be rescued? Maybe you haven't been in a situation like this, and if you have, your helpless rescue situation may be different from the person sitting next to you. Or maybe not this drastic, but I know of a helpless rescue situation that all of us have been in. This relatable situation is being trapped in our sinful nature. We all have been stuck in that cave of sinful darkness with the floodwaters of imperfections surrounding us, showing us no way of escape. We aren't doomed, though. We have a rescue team sent in to save us. God has a rescue plan for those in darkness, a rescue team ready to pull us into the light of his grace. When the soccer team rescue was planned, their situation needed to be assessed properly. The rescue team needed to see where the soccer team was at in order to plan the rescue. God knows where we're at, and he's planned accordingly. Let's see where we were at so we know exactly what God has helped us from. The situation that we are in is that we are trapped in the cave of sin. The situation in the cave of sin is true of all people. By nature, mankind is drawn into the darkness of the cave of sin. Mankind's sinful flesh wants to take part in activities that are contrary to God's will. For it is as Jesus says, "Men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil." All people of this world in their sinful nature want to be in that cave. They want to go spelunking in this cave in order to take part in the rebellion of authority, the harming of others, the lusting of pleasures, the stealing of possessions, and many other activities that satisfy their selfishness. Without God, anything that mankind does is truly against his radiant light. It says, Prophet Isaiah says, "But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. And there is no one who calls on your name, who stirs himself up to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have consumed us because of our iniquities." Isaiah points out aptly that we can't call on his name because of our sinful flesh. We can't take hold of him because of our disobedient nature. We were trapped in the cave of darkness, but our heavenly and gracious Lord had a plan to extract us from the cave of sin, and he is going to send in help. He had this plan since Adam and Eve's fall into sin. Genesis 3:15 states, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." The devil may have flipped the domino, causing all the dominoes of man to fall, but the Lord had a plan to undo the mess, to set the dominoes upright again. He told the devil that the seed of the woman would crush him and clean up the mess the devil had made. This seed is the one who can enter into the cave of sin to pull everyone out. This is the Son of Man who came down from heaven to take the form of human flesh in order to live out the law perfectly for all of mankind. God had his rescue team planned. His plan, sprouting from his love and care for those trapped in the dark cave, was to send in his rescue team, which was his son, Jesus Christ. For more concrete proof of this, here's his operation order in writing. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now this Son of God came to save, not to condemn. Let's make that perfectly clear. Satan wants us to believe that there is a certain amount of times that we can sin before God gives up on us. He gets us to think like this. It could very likely happen that we fall from faith, thinking, how can God forgive me? I've messed up so many times. I must have crossed his limit. Satan also could go the route of getting you to think that a certain sin that you've committed is unforgivable. This could also get you to think the same exact way. But listen to what Jesus says in response to this line of thinking. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God is a just God, and he does not bend on his law. This we know. But God is also loving, and he has sent his Son into the world to fulfill the law of God for us. He did this in order to be the perfect substitute for receiving God's wrath. He did not come to judge us, but he came to give us eternal rest. Jesus is the Savior. He is the one that we can come to when our guilt assails us over how often we've sinned. He is the one that we can take hold of when we have been stricken with this guilt for a certain horrible sin that we've committed. So think of it this way. When we think, look at my sins, I've committed so many, also look at Christ's perfection and sacrifice. He's wiped away these many. When we think, look at this awful thing that I've committed, also think, look at Christ's death and resurrection and how powerful it is. Knowing that he has performed this wonderful act of saving us from the cave of sin, we can shout for joy and praise God. For he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. We'll close with hymn 245, verses 1, 3, and 4.